Okay, Shalom Rabose, today's daf is Psachim daf Pei. We are here at the bottom of Ayin Tesem Abeis, three lines up from the bottom, Gufa. And before we start again, our shir is B'Sukos Rav Ushleima for Nami Mira Bas Hashanah Rav Garezel, and for Shira Bas Tver Aleh, both should have Rav Ushleima Be'karov. Okay, we have again been talking about this discussion of Am Yisrael are half Tomeit, half Tahor. Right? Do we do the Korban Pesach B'Toma? Does everybody do the Korban Pesach? Do some of them not? Some of them get pushed to Pesach Sheni. Right? Remember, we had three Shitas and a long discussion yesterday. Today, we're going to have more of this similar discussion. Again, with different maths, maybe if, let's say, you have different types of Toma, right? In general, when we say that the Korban Pesach is pushed, everybody does the Korban Pesach B'Tumah, usually that's referring to Tamei Meis. Let's say there's a different type of Tumah involved here. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Okay, different permutations of that din. So either way, three lines up. Ayin Tes Amud Beis says Gufa. Let's go back to something we mentioned earlier. Let's say Am Yisrael are half and half. Tamei and Tahor. Halala Osim La'atzmar, Halala Osim La'atzmar. Everybody stays apart from each other, but everybody does the Korban Pesach. We don't want everybody to get we don't want the Tahor people to become Tamei. But Hayu Tamei Ma'ud Fim Ala Tahorim. But if there was more Tamei people than Tahor people, Afilu Echad, even if it's one guy who tilts the balance, so then Yasu Batuma, then everybody does it. Batuma, right? The Fish ain't Korban Sibo Chola, because we don't want to split everybody up necessarily. Again, we mentioned this before. Fine. Rabbi Elazar ben Masya Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Masya says, Eina yachid machriyas atzibur the tumah. This we haven't had yet. That Rabbi Elazar ben Masya says, one person does not determine, does not change the balance. Right? He's not going to make everything tamei. Shemar, as Balak says, what's it called? Right, as the Pesach said, Lo suchal lizboch as a Pesach bechad sharecha. You're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach in one of your sharecha, your gates, your cities, your towns. So now, the Pesach shot of that Pesach is that you're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Right? You're not allowed to shech your Korban Pesach in your backyard. But what is this extra word of be'echad, right, in one? Right? You could have said, right, just you're not allowed to shech your Korban Pesach b'sharecha, in your backyard. Right, what is be'achad sharecha in one of your backyards? So Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, afilu shevet echad tamei yishar kol ha-shvatim tahorim, even if one shevet is tamei, and the rest of everybody else is tahor, then halalu osim ha-atzman, halalu osim ha-atzman, then everybody's going to bring the korban Pesach, but you're just going to keep the tahor and the tamei separate, but everybody's going to do it, right? All of Am Yisrael is going to do it b'tahara, and the one shevet is going to do it b'tzoma. My time at Rabbi Shimon, why is that? The kasavar shevet echad ekri kahal. Because he holds that one shevet is considered to be a kahal, an entire, subset of the nation. And therefore, they're going to get to do it on their own as if everybody was tamei. If you just look at Rashi, where does he get that from? So he says, there's a Gemara in Horios that talks about the pasuk of that Hashem said to Yaakov, give him a bracha. He said, "Goyil kahal goyim yemi mecha." Meaning, you're going to have a kahal. You're going to have in the future, right, you'll have a kahal and a nation, etc. So the Rashi already points out at that time when Hakadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Yaakov, he already had 11 kids. So who is he talking about? Mustafa, he's talking about Binyamin. Right? So apparently, what do you see? That Shevet Echad, Choshuv, Ketzibur, V'lo Milchil Sheni. If an entire Shevet, right, they're considered to be one single Tzibur, and therefore, they are pushed, they're not pushed to Pesach Sheni, they're going to do it B'tzoma. Now, the Gemara doesn't point out the Hemshech, which is that Rabbi Elazar ben Masya takes it one step further. Right? He's going to say even one person, not only if one shevet is not going to make, you know, not going to mess stuff up, but even one person, you're not going to mess it up. Right? It has to be two or more. Okay, he's jumping off of that the pasuk, meaning that the mistama his drasha is you shouldn't do the korban pesach b'toma if it's be'achad, if it's one person is machria and determines the majority. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer afilu shevet echad tamei yishar kol ha-shvatim tahorim yasu b'toma. Right, not only the Rabbi Yehuda goes one step further, that not only do we allow everybody to do the Korban Pesach, if you have one Sheva that's Tamei and everybody's Tahor, but you allow them to intermingle. The Korban Pesach is Betuma. Everybody can get Tamei, there's no problem. It's either right Hutra or Duchuya, as we mentioned before, Shein Korban Sibur Choluk, because we're not going to split the Korban Sibur. So the Gemara just explains, Rabbi Yehuda Sovar Shevet Echad Ikri Kol, right? It's certainly, right, again, he agrees with Rabbi Shimon that one Shevet can be considered to be an entire populace, I guess. V'havuli palgu palga. And Rabbi Yehuda goes one step further. Not only does he say that you could do it separate, he holds it as half and half. Vein korban tzibur choluk v'avdi kol b'tumah. So then he says that we're not going to split everybody. I mean, we view it as if, right, if it's Binyamin versus everybody else. So then we're going to, you know, that's as if it's half and half, and everybody's going to bring the carbon pants. Like I do, or just to point out a nice hashkafa note, I remember whenever we talk about, you know, Binyamin. So if you remember, Binyamin had like 10 kids, very beautiful. So he did have a large family. And Dan had one kid, Uvnei Dan Chushim, right? He had one child, and he was blind. But if you look at the numbers, I remember my Rebbe pointed this out, Reb Sachs pointed this out, that if you look at the numbers of the counting, right, when you take the census, right, Kisisa a couple of weeks, no, that's not, oh, terrible. No, the census is in Bamidbar, not Kisisa. Kisisa talks about counting Bnei Yisrael with the Machzis Hasheka, but no, there's no actual census there. Anyway, so when you look at the census in Sefer Bamidbar, so Dan outnumbers Binyamin by many thousands. So he said, like, not always, right? The Hashkach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always into the future. You don't always judge the family's, current events by things that happen right now. Yes, Binyamin had 10 kids, Dan had one, but later generations, right? Dan had many, many more children than Binyamin. Okay, either way, right? Just always to keep a head focused to the future, right? Even if right now things look different, right? Kosh Baruch Hu's got us taken care of. All right. Itmar, Viter. Not that one kid or 10 kids is better or worse. But just, okay, you know what I'm saying. Viter. Itmar, it was said. Now, how you saw Mechza Tahora, Mechza Tmeim, let's say the Jews are half and half. So then what do you do? Right, again, we had said, right, what do you, you bring all the, you know, everybody does it together. Rav has a different eitzah. Amar Rav, mitamin echad mehem b'sheretz. Very simple. Obviously, it doesn't hold like Rav does, but ben masya, he says, just be mitame somebody. Right? Just make them tame sheretz. And then you'll have, right, 50.001%, and you have a majority. So Gemara says, okay, but why should you do this? Well, why don't you just do what we said before, that you just, everybody does the Korban Pesach, and everybody stays separate. Right? What was the problem with what we suggested, right, today and yesterday, for that matter? So the Amarav, Rav would say that halala osin lasman halala osin. Rav Omar, because Rav, right, he's the Shita who says that if it's half and half, right, you just keep the Torah and the Talmud people separate, and they do the whole Korban Pesach. So Amri, who said achol mayaskin and kigoshayu tameim utvim al tahorim echad. No, actually, the case is where it was tame, the tame people had one more than the tahor people. Right, so then the Tahor, there's really a minority, right, for the Tahor people, right? And the Tamei people have the majority by one. So it's Ruva Tameim. Right, so okay, so that's a majority of Tamei people, right? Navdu Kulu Batoma. So the obvious answer is going to be several like Rabbi Elazar ben Masya. No, Rav does hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Masya. Because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Masya, you're stuck there because one guy is not going to determine what happens. So Rav is going to say, yeah, okay, so be matame one extra guy. Now you have two people being machriya the suffix, or the majority for the Toma people, then everything is brought b'toma. Kumai says, yachi hadu kushin l'dukhte. Okay, well, fine. But then the question goes back, is ne'abdu hani l'chudayu v'hani l'chudayu? Well, if you're telling me that it's one person, right, so then, again, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Masya, that's exactly like 50-50. Right, and so the Tomei people do the Korban Pesach on their own, and the Tahor people do it on their own, and everything's fine. Right, so why are we making someone Tomei? Seems to be pointless. Right, anyway, we're holding it 50-50. If you have one guy on the Tomei side, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Masya's Shita, that you just do it as if it's 50-50. So Gemara says, you're right. Elo haki kama, this is what we're talking about. Iika tana de sover la katana kama, damar palgo palgo lo avdi kulu batuma. If there's a Tana who says like the Tana Kama that says if it's half and half, right, you don't do it b'tuma, right, you don't do everything. Again, if you remember, you don't do it b'tuma. Because you don't have a majority of Tamei people. And Vesavala, and also Vesavala Krabi Yehuda Damar in Korban Tzibur Choluk, that you don't split the Korban Tzibur. Right, again, if you remember, like, splitting the Korban Tzibur, the Korban half and half, right, these people go here, these people go there, and that's not good according to Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds, and we mentioned several times, that you shouldn't split the Korban Tzibur into two halves. So if you hold that you should split it into two halves, but you can't because in Korban Tzibur Choluk, so then Mitamin Echad Mehem B'Sheretz. Then you make someone Tamei, that gets you out of that problem. Okay, but Ula Omar, Ula says that Mishalchin, that you send the guy out instead of being metamehim, mishalchan echad mehen laderech rechoka. So you send him out of, right, again, the Korban Pesach is only brought by people who can get there in time. But if you're missing a guy, right, you're not going to count somebody in Australia, right, whether he's tameh or tahor, right, only people who are bringing the Korban Pesach. So Ula says, instead of being metameh the guy, just send him on a trip, send him a paid for a vacation, have a good time, nice time, send him a hotel for Pesach, have a great time. That's what Ula says, get out of here. So therefore, right, again, instead of adding tumah to somebody, we're just going to remove him from the equation, and then you'll end up with a rov. So the Gemara says, okay, but what's the problem with vitumenu b'sheretz? Right, why can't you just be metamehim? Right, again, meaning the person who is, again, this may not seem obvious, but when a person is far away from the Beis HaMikdash, he's not doing Pesach Rishon. If you're metame someone b'sheretz, so he can go to the mikvah, and then eventually he'll be tahor by the time it's time to come to eat the Korban Pesach. Right, he'll make it. Right, tumah sheretz is go to the mikvah, the sun goes down, you're tahor. So it's ironic that sending someone farther away from the Beis HaMikdash makes him less qualified to bring the Korban Pesach than being metame someone with sheretz. So the Gemara says, so why can't you do that? The Gemara says, because Kasavar Shokht, Kasavar Shokht and Rizorka and Al Tamei Sheretz. Because Ula holds that you're allowed to Shecht, the Korban Pesach, and sprinkle the blood for someone who's Tamei Sheretz. So therefore, he doesn't count as Tamei. Right? So he's not going to be added. He's not going to make the difference. He's not going to be Machriya the Savik. He's not going to tip the scales. Because he's going to be able, as I said, he's going to be able to eat the Korban Pesach, so he doesn't count as someone who's Tamei. So Kumar says, okay, Vitzmenu B'meis. So fine, so forget Sheretz, right? Toma Meis, right? You need 7 days to quote-unquote recover from that, to become Tahor from that. So, okay, if you're Metami him on Erev Pesach, so then obviously you can't bring the Korban Pesach. So Gemara says, Madcheu ato mechagigaso, because in that case, you're not going to allow him to bring the Korban Chagiga, right? You have another Chiyuv that you have to bring on Pesach, right? You can bring the Korban Chagiga for 7 days, but you're going to mess him over. If you make him Tome, he won't be able to bring the Korban Chagiga, so we don't want that. So therefore, we just send him outside, and he won't be Chayiv in the Korban Pesach or the Korban Chagiga either. So Gemara says, Hashanami, Madecheu, Atami Pesko. Okay, but if you're going to send him away, you're not going to allow him to bring the Korban Pesach. So Gemara says, Efshar De'ovi B'Sheni. Okay, but Enechanami, but that's the whole institution of Pesach Sheni, so that's fine, right? He can just bring it next month. Gemara says, "B'meis nami efshar de'avid b'shvi." So Gemara says, "Well, what was the problem before? We said that to make someone tell me meis, you're going to mess him over from a korban chagiga. Well, it's not really true because if you count, you can do a korban chagiga 7 days, right? If you're metame him on erev Pesach, that means his tumah ends on the sixth day of Pesach. So let him bring this korban chagiga on the seventh day." So Gemara says, "Avile shmini shalom, because that's already going to be the eighth day after his tumah, and he'll be taller by then." Because Ula holds that why can you bring the Korban Chagiga 7 days? That's Tashlumin, that will make up for not bringing it on the first day. Right? But if he's not able to bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day, he's not allowed to bring the Korban Chagiga all 7 days. That's what Ula's Shita. As the Gemara explains, Dechazi Barishon, Chazi Bekulu, if you're able to bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day, but for whatever reason you don't, maybe it was Shabbos, maybe whatever, so then you're allowed to bring it the rest of the holiday. But if you weren't able to bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day, you're not allowed to bring it the rest of the days. So that's why Ula says you have to send somebody out because you can't make him Tamei Sheretz. That doesn't help. That won't tip the scales. And you can't make him Tamei Meis because then he's going to miss out on his Chagiga. So you might as well send him Chutz, not Chutz Lotchum, but outside of the what's it called, away from the Beis HaMikdash, so that he won't be chayev. So Amalu Rav Nachman said, Zilu v'amile l'ula, go tell Ula, man says to akars, sike, umashkene, right? And, oh, who is, he said, go tell Ula, that I don't understand. Again, nowadays, right, okay, we'll all pay the expense trip, we'll take a plane to Greece or something, right, stay in a hotel, it sounds very nice. Back then, traveling was a pain. So who is going to volunteer to uproot themselves and go on this long trip? Meaning, it's very nice, Ula, that you're going to volunteer somebody to go to, I don't know, to go to Damascus to make sure he doesn't bring the Korban Pesach. But who's taking that trip? It's a long trip. It's not easy to travel. It rains, etc. It's dangerous. Right? It's not like travel was is nowadays. So okay, fine. So that's the discussion between Rav? Yeah, Rav and Ula. Okay, Itmar, it was said. Now another topic. Now we pointed out that when we say that the Korban Pesach is done by Tuma, so that's talking about Tuma Mace. But Tuma Ziva does not, right? As we mentioned, let's say maybe 2 weeks ago or so. So meaning the people are not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, but it's not. Meaning they don't do either. Meaning they don't do Korban Rishon, they don't Pesach Rishon, and they don't do Pesach Sheni either, right? The whole concept of the Pesach Sheni is only if it's a majority, and if the people who are Zavim, right? Tuma Zav, again, that's Tuma of a weird emission that comes out. So that's not gonna help you. You're just gonna get messed over. You're not allowed to do either one. So Gemara says like this: Hayu Ruben Zavim. Let's say most of the people were Tamei Zav, Umiyutan Tamei Mesim, and there's a minority of people who were Tamei Mes. So Amar Rav. Rav says, what do you do? Osan Tamei Mesim, Ino Osan Lo Berisim Lo Bisheni. The people who are Tamei Mesim don't do either; they get messed over, right? Rishon Lo Avdi Davi Miyuta. Right, the first court Pesach they don't do because we're not going to allow Tuma, the Korban Pesach to be brought by Tuma because they're a miut, they're a minority. Umiut alo of the Barishon. And all right, as we said, we don't do that. But Sheni, they're not going to bring Pesach Sheni either. Nami lo avdi, they're also not going to do that because Kol Echad Davi Tzibur Barishon Avid Yachid Besheni. Kol Echad Delav Avid Tzibur Barishon lo Avid Besheni. Lo Avid Yachid Besheni. The whole dispensation of Pesach Sheni is where most of the Tzibur brought Pesach Rishon, and you had certain individuals who were Tamei, so therefore they're going to get to bring it on Pesach Sheni. But in this case, where nobody brought the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, because they're all Tamei Zav, so the Tamei Meisim were not going to be allowed this dispensation to bring it on Pesach Sheni. Amalu Shmuel said a very mistaver question. Zilu, because in that case, what happens? There's no Korban Pesach. Zilu Amrul in the Abba, go tell Abba, meaning referring to Rav, right, as he referred to him as a covetic title, right? So he said, what's it called? The Pasuk says, Vayasu B'nei Yisrael Pesach B'mo'ado. What do you do with the Pasuk? Right, my others lay. What do you do with the pasuk says? You have to bring the Korban Pesach. So Amar Lehu, so he said back to him, Zilu Amar Lehu. So Rav said back to Shmuel, Kiavu Kulu Zovin, my others lay. Okay, when everybody is a Zov, what are you doing? Right, meaning what do you do with the pasuk if everybody's a Zov? Right, forget the Tamei Meis case. I'll give you a more simple case. If all of Am Yisrael for whatever reason are Tamei Zov, so what do you do with that pasuk? Right, you're not allowed to bring it Betumah. Right, we said that the whole concept of bringing the Korban Pesach but Tumah is only for Tamei Meis. So if everybody's Tumah Zav, so no one's bringing the Korban Pesach. Yes, the Pasuk says to bring it, but there's also a Lachi if you bring it Betara or Betumah if everybody's Tamei Meis. It's Ela Kevet Lo Efshar, right? Sometimes it's not possible. Okay, so we missed the Korban Pesach. Seder. Okay, weiter. Itmar, it was said, again, that's like a Hechad Lo Efshar, as a halacha, I don't know if it was quoted from this Gemara specifically, but very recently with all the corona restrictions, so Enechanami, there's a mitzvah too, Damo with a minyan, and do all these mitzvos that require tzibur together, but Hechad Lo Efshar, if there's a Sarkans Nafashos or whatever overriding factor, so It's not possible, right? Mitzvah Shem. And we'll be Zocha to Davin Shul again, depending on where you are in the world. We're in Yerushalayim, over here in Harnof, we're still davening outside. There are some shuls that are starting to open. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we'll all be Zocha to go back. Itmar who said, Hayaruban Tamei Mesim Umiutan Zofin. Now, what about the opposite case, where most of the Am Yisrael were Tamei Mes, but some of them were Zofin. So, Amar Avuna, Ein Tashlum LePesach, Hababa Toma. So what about the Zofin? Meaning the people who are Tamei Meis, they're going to do Pesach Rishon because Toma Hucho B'tzibur. What's it called? So Rav Huna says that meaning the people who are Zavim are not going to do Pesach Sheni, right? Even if they're Tahor. Rav Adar Bar Ava, Amar Yish Tashlum LePesach Hababa Toma. So Rav Adar Bar Ava says yes, even if the first Korban Pesach is done because Tuma Dechuy B'tzibur, or whatever, Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, because it was done B'tuma, but for whatever reason, let's say the Zavim, they're not going to do it because they don't get that dispensation, so they are allowed to bring Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. So, name of Ba'akama, forgive me, maybe this is the Machogas, the man Amar, Ein Tashlum LePesach, according to the one who says that this is Rav Huna, that you don't do Pesach Sheni if Pesach Rishon, right? Habah Batoma, if Pesach Rishon was done Batoma, maybe he kosava Toma the Chuyahi Bitzibor. Maybe he holds that Tuma is the Chuy Bitzibor. Umadama Yeshla Shlum in the Pesach, Habah Batoma kosava Tuma Hutcher Bitzibor. Maybe the one who says that you can be make it up, right? He holds Tuma Hutcher Bitzibor. Again, if you remember the distinction, Tuma the Chuy Bitzibor means it's a very bidyevi situation, right? But you got to do it. Right? Everybody's Tame, but okay, we'll allow certain leniencies and allow us to do the Korban Pesach. Tuma Hutcher Bitzibor means it's completely mutter, and everything's allowed, and i.e., it's as if they're doing it batara. So, okay, if it's as if they're bringing the Korban Pesach batara, so that then there's a Pesach Sheni for those who can't make it, i.e., all these people who are tummies up. So maybe that's the machlokas. So Amri said, no, lo, the Kuli Alma Tuma, the Chuyi Bitzibor, really both Rav Huna and, who is it, Rav Adabar Av are holding, Tuma is the Chuyi Bitzibor, right? Uvaha Pligi, this is the machlokas. Mar Sobar, Tara, Midachia, Tumalo Madachia, right? It's a much more simple teretz that one holds that only a Korban Pesach Batara can allow people to bring the Korban Pesach on a month later, Pesach Sheni. Umar Sover, Eno Afilu Tuma Nami Madachia, we according to Rav Adar Barava, he holds a no. Even if the Korban Pesach was done with Tumah, you can still have people doing Pesach Sheni if they were unable to bring it. It's Mari who said, Shlishisan, right? Let's say there was a third of them were Zavin. Shlishista, Shlish, how do you do this? Shlishitan? A third of them were Tahor. Shlishitan, excuse me. A third of them were Tami Mason. So now you have one third Tahor, one third Zav, and one third Tami Mace. So now what do you do? So Amar Rebbe Mani Bar Patish, Osen Tami Mason, Inu Osen Los Rishon Los Hasheni. You don't do, the people who are Tami Mace don't do either the first Pesach or the second. Because Barishon Lo Avdi, you don't do the first one because Higdilu Zav and Al Tahorim, the Lo Avdi Betoma. Because you combine the Zavs and the Tahor people, and right, you don't have a majority of people who are Tamei Mace, so they're not going to do it. They bring the Korban Pesach with Tumah. How about the Tamei Mace Miuta? Because the Tamei Mace are Miut for Miut Lo Avdi Barishon, and they're not going to do it, right? And for the Pesach Rishon, but Basheni Lo Avdi, they're not going to do the second one either, because Nitzvu Zavim Al Tamei Mace, because in that case the Zavim might be like a wild card. They're going to combine with the people who are Tamei Mace, Vdolo Avdi Barishon, Havalei Ruba, Veruba, Lo Mitchu, Lo Pesach Sheni. And then they're going to be a majority of people who did not do the Pesach Rishon, and the majority does not get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Okay, new Mishnah. Now, HaPesach Shenizrak Domo, Ve'achar Kach Noda Shu Tame. If you remember, we talked about the tzitz being maratza, the head plate, or I guess the thing that goes on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, right, the tzitz, says Kodesh Hashem. So that atones, that is maratza, that atones for certain, if certain tumas. So we had a whole discussion, if you remember, it was tumas that atones for the blood, or atones for the meat, or etc. Well, I'm blanking on some of the protein over there that we learned a couple of days ago, right? Obviously, got to do chazara. But okay, let's say the mission now qualifies. If the Korban Pesach will sprinkle the blood, and then you found out that you were tummy, right? So then that's its maratza. Then the tzitz will cover you, and the korban is good. And as Rashi points out already, you don't have to do Pesach Sheni. Right, so then your potter from Pesach Sheni, that works out. But Nitzmah, as the Gemara is going to point out, the implication is if you knew you were Tamei, so maybe not. Maybe it won't work. Right? We'll see in a second. Nitzmah Guf, now, that was only if the blood or the meat became Tamei. Let's say you became Tamei. Let's say the person is Tamei, the owner, or the Kohen, etc. So then that doesn't count. Right? Enim Tzitz Maratza, that the Tzitz does not help. Bnei Sha'amru, because they said, HaNazir V'Osa Pesach, right, we mentioned the Nazir who brings a korban at the end of his Nazirus, Vosa Pesach, and someone who brings a korban Pesach, Hatzitz Maratza Al Tomos Adam, Ve'in Hatzitz Maratza Al Tomos Aguf. The tzitzis only works for the blood and not for the person. Right, by the korban Pesach, it's important for him to be Tahor. Right? Most korbanos, doesn't really matter if you're Tamei or Tahor, as long as the Kohen is Tahor, so right, everything is taken care of. But by the korban Pesach, right, so you need to be able to eat the korban Pesach, so you need to be Tahor. And by the Nazir, well, the Nazir is not allowed to be Tamei Mace. Right, so again, if he's Tamei Mace, that messes up his Nazirus. He's got to start again. So there's a concern here that the korban is tied to the tahara of the person. Right, he needs to be tahor. So the tzitz only works for the blood. but not for the person himself. Nitma tumas at their home. This will, we're not going to talk about today. We'll stop a little bit before then. But if, for whatever reason, you were tamei tumas at the home, which the Gemara is going to explain, is tuma that nobody knew about, right? That no one ever knew. Lachol Moshe Sinai, that hatzitz maratza, that the tzitz works for tumas at the home. Again, we'll talk about it tomorrow, but another. What exactly that is. Okay, let's see. Now, the Gemara goes back to the first line of the Mishnah. Again, the Korban Pesach, if you sprinkle the blood and then you find out that the blood or the meat was tamei, so then the tzitz is maratze, it will atone and everything is fine, the Korban is valid. Taima de Nizrak. Apparently, what do you see? That the reason that the tzitz is maratze is because it was sprinkled already. And then, v'achakach noda. And then you find out that the blood or the meat was tamei. But if you found out the blood of the meat was tamei beforehand and then it was sprinkled, maybe lo maratza, maybe the tzitz does not atone. Or a minhu will ask you a question, one second. Alma hatzitz maratza, what does the tzitz atone for? Says the braisa. Al adam ve'al basar ve'al chelev shenitma. For blood or meat or fats that go on the mizbeach, that became tamei. Bein b'shogi bein b'mezid. Whether it was on purpose, whether it was by accident, bein b'onis, bein b'rotzon, whether it was on purpose, etc. You wanted it to happen. Bein b'yachav bein mitzibor. Whether it was a single korban or the korban tzibor. I'm Ravina. Ravina says tumaso bein b'shogi bein b'mezid. It's a little different. Zrikaso b'shogi. Well, let's take it one step at a time. Tumaso. If you're talking about the tumah of the korban itself, so then bein b'shogi bein b'mezid hortza, about the meat itself. So regardless of whether it was on purpose or it was b'shogeg, the tumah, I'm saying, so then it is maratza. Then the tzitz works to help out, and the korban is fine. Zrikaso, but by the sprinkling, that's b'shogeg hortza. That's only if it was tamei, it became tamei b'shogeg, then it's fine. But b'mezid, so then. Meaning, not that it became tamei b'shogeg. Meaning, if you didn't realize you were tamei, if b'shogeg and mezid here are not referring to whether the meat and the blood became tamei on purpose or not, it means when you did the avoda, when you sprinkled, did you know it was tamei or not? So b'shogeg, if you didn't know it was tamei, and you sprinkled the blood anyway, so then it's fine. But mezid, if you knew it was sprinkled already, if you knew it was tamei already, so then it does not work. Even if you sprinkled it. Rabbi Shila says, Rikazo ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid hortza. It says the opposite. The sprinkling, whether you sprinkled knowing it was tamei or not knowing it was tamei, so that the tzitz works to help that out. Tumaso, but by the korban itself, by the meat, so then b'shogeg hortza b'mezid lo hortza. If you offered the meat and it was tamei, and you sprinkle the blood when the meat was tamei. If that was all, you didn't realize it was b'shogeg, so then everything is fine. But if you did it on purpose, right, you knew it was tamei, but you sprinkled it anyway, or you brought it on his back anyway, so then tzitz is not maratza. So the Gemara says, well, one second. That's a stira, right? Again, that's a Rabbi Shila. Am I in the right spot? Did I just skip a little bit? No, I'm good. Yeah, okay. Meaning, so that's a problem according to Rabbi Shila, right? What Ella Hadik Dani that Bein B'shogeg Bein B'mezid. So, right, what did our braisa say? Right, Rabbi Shila says that depending on, right, whether it's shogeg or mezid, right, by tumaso, by the meat, so it depends. So, what about our braisa? How do you understand our braisa? Right, if you remember, what did our braisa say? Ala tzitz maratza, ala dam, ala basar, ala chelev. Right, shenetz Bein B'shogeg Bein B'mezid. So, how does Rabbi Shila understand that line? And we have to go back to Ravina as well. But how does Rabbi Shila understand that line? So he says, Bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid hakikama. This is what he means to say. That nitma b'shogeg, if it became tamei b'shogeg, right? V'zarko, right? And then they sprinkled the blood, bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, whether you knew it was tamei or not. So then hurtza, then it is fine. And that which we said that the blood of the again, if it was shechted, if it was sprinkled, and then you find out it was tamei, so time of the nizrak v'achakach noda aval nizrak v'achakach aval noda v'achakach nizrak lo. What about our mishnah, right, that implies that if you found out about the tuma beforehand and you sprinkle the blood, so that tzitz is not maratza? So the Gemara says don't make that diuk because who adi nafilu know that, right? Eli, it's really true even if you knew about the tuma v'achakach nizrak. And you also, and then you sprinkle the blood. The fact that the Mishnah specifies the case where you sprinkle the blood and then you found out it was tamei, is because you want to teach the parallel case in the Sefer. What's the parallel case? That was Nitma and Haguf. If the person becomes Tame in a Titmaratza, right, the tzitz does not help. Because even that, in that case, even if it was sprinkled and then you found out about it afterwards, lo, then it's no good. Right? Meaning, if you find out about the person being Tame, the tzitz does not help either way. So therefore, Katani Risha, not meaning Nizrak, Rachagach Noda. So the Risha also taught the opposite, that if it was sprinkled and then you found out, but don't make the diuk. Again, this will help Rabbi Shila. I guess we don't get to Rabbi in a second, but that will help Rabbi Shila in saying that we don't learn out from the Mishnah that if you found that afterwards, it is no good. Again, that works in within Rabbi Shila's Shida. Okay, Shkoyak Kodar Rabosu, we'll go back to the Hale Gashas tomorrow. This stop, this, I would normally go a little further, but this conversation goes on to Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, so let's keep it all together. We'll go right there. Okay, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.